Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové, i vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme k vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodine u Pittsburghu, 5.10. hodine u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Palovka, a dneska je nedíľa 19. februára 2022. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika. Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on Russin FM, your Russian radio station, at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 9:30 p.m. Central European Time. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, February 19th, 2023. Just a programming note, in a couple of weeks on Sunday, March 12th and Sunday, March 19th, this show will be broadcast at 4:30 p.m. as we make the change to daylight savings time in Europe or in Slovakia. They don't make that change until the last Sunday of the month. So those two Sundays, the 12th and the 19th, we will be on at 4:30 p.m. Today is the final day of Pushanya, the period between Theophany and the beginning of Lent, and I will tell you a bit more about Fashenge, the carnival season, and the Pushanya in just a couple of minutes. But we're going to start today's program with Fashenge, followed by Pushanya, telling you about, hey, tomorrow we're going to start the great fast. We're going to eat all the bacon and all the kielbasa today. So I'll tell you a little more about that after these two songs.
Fashenge, Fashenge, Sneshami Zavami, Ane tak Zavami, Jak Zahudakami, Ane tak Zavami, Jak Zahudakami. Fashenge, fashengowe czasy, żyli sowoninu, żyć mekowo basy, żyli sowoninu, żyć mekowo basy. Fashenge, szakratia, dusza nie nawracia, stare dziwkę płaczu, drzesza nie wyskaczu. Stare dziwkę płaczą, że szane wyskaczą. Fashenge, fashenge, cny szami za wami, a nie tak za wami, jak za udakami. A nie tak za wami, jak za udakami. Fashenge, fashenge, fashengowy czas. Żyli sowoninu, żyć mekowo basy. Żyli sowoninu, żyć mekowo basy. Fashenge, szakratia, dusza nie nawracia. Stare dziwkę płaczą, drzesza nie wyskaczą. Stare dziwkę płaczą, drzesza nie wyskaczą. Thank you.
even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russian Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. We will again be airing two special Easter broadcasts, the first on Sunday, April 9th, and the second one on Sunday, April 16th. If you are interested in sponsoring either in full or in part one of these special broadcasts, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. If you would like to listen to our broadcast, a replay of it, any time of the day or night, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org. Here you can find all of the broadcasts from our beginnings in 2004 up until today's broadcast. So that is our media page, c-rsmedia.org. Also find us on Facebook. We're under Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program. Come and find us on Facebook and give us a like. Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program.
Дякую, людей, так і в нас. in mind. They had a plan to stay strong in time. Together, you and me, a future for our families. Here together, GCU is better than ever. GCU for life, GCU for life, GCU for life, GCU for life.
Building for your future, working hand in hand.
GCU for life, GCU.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or call them toll-free 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. For those of us folks that are on the new calendar, today is Cheese Fair Sunday, and the beginning of the Great Fast starts a little later this afternoon or this evening with Forgiveness Vespers. But did you know that Russians do have a Mardi Gras? Well, not like you see on TV. They don't have Mardi Gras like in New Orleans down on Bourbon Street or down in Rio de Janeiro. Yeah, we're not throwing any doubloons or things around your neck, any necklaces up to the balconies. Those of you that have been to New Orleans for that may know what I'm talking about. But Russians did have what is known as Faixanga. Faixanga is the period between Theophany and the beginning of the Great Fast, where every Sunday there would be some sort of dance somewhere, and they would get together, and this is where the young men and the young women would try to get together and maybe get married or something like that. This way, before the Great Fast, since you can't have any marriages during the Great Fast, all of the marriages that would happen would go on before this time. And there is a village in the Svidnik area, as it was reported by a priest, that over 30 marriages had happened one year during this Faixanga period. Also, what you see a lot in this time period is what's called zabiachka. Zabiachka is when they would take the fattened hog and they would kill the hog and make all of the slanina and make all of the kobasa, because being Cheese Fair Sunday, from here until the Pascha, Easter Sunday, a lot of Greek Catholic and Orthodox faithful wouldn't eat meat whatsoever. On the last day of Faixanga is a grand dance called Pushanya, or the day is called Pushanya, where all of the villagers would dress up. Some would dress up in the other sex's clothes. Men would dress up as women. Women would dress up as men. They would dress up in costume-type wear, like you would see in Mardi Gras, parade around the village, then go have their dance. And at the end, after the last song, it would be time to have a funeral for the base, because from that point on until Easter Sunday, there was no entertainment. There was nothing, no playing, no sports. Well, they didn't have sports back then like we have them today. There were no activities, because you had to mentally and physically prepare yourself for the Pascha. At the end of festivities on Cheese Fair Sunday, the wives would clean and scour the pots and pans of any fat and grease as they prepared themselves for the 7-week abstinence from meat, and some people milk and other dairy products. The chief meal during this Easter Great fast was a sour soup called zavaryanka, and it consisted of potatoes and homemade sauerkraut. So as we prepare ourselves for the journey through the Great Fast, whether it's tomorrow or next Monday, let's remember what our ancestors used to do, and some villages still do this today. They'll have a big parade, and they'll go around the village, end up in their local social hall, and have a big gathering for the end of Pushanya.
Chodila, hovorila, ne je toho, što mljubila. Oj, chodila, hovorila, ne je toho, što mljubila. Ne je, ne je, taj ne bude, vzjali joho čuži ljudje. Vzjali joho čužinu, a ja bim na vzjalu vinu. Vzjali joho. Jak ja budu žili disja, dam ti piva na pitisja. Jak ja budu žili disja, dam ti piva na pitisja.
Hoću ja tvoje pivo, diviť mene toto divo.
Što tvoja stara ja mami, ne hoće mene uzjati. Tvoja stara ja mati, nie chce mnie uzjati.
Thank you. вчора не була я весела. О, мого милого, друга, друга, друга перелюбила. О, мого милого, друга, друга, друга перелюбила.
Carpatho Rusyn Society is pleased to announce a new Rusyn Heritage Tour for this summer. After a multi-year hiatus, the Rusyn Heritage Tour is back post-COVID, though a little different. Due to the war in Ukraine, the tour will not visit Ukraine this year. The focus will be on visiting Rusyns and exploring Rusyn culture in Poland and Slovakia. This tour runs from June 27th to July 6th, with tour guide and CRS president John Rigetti, as well as longtime European tour guide Eva Bunkova. Come walk where your ancestors walked, maybe meet long-lost relatives, and more fully understand the Rusyn culture that made you, you. Looking at the itinerary, just to give you a sense of the price, it is $4,599 per person double occupancy with a $799 single room supplement. That includes all air taxes and fuel charges, the round-trip airfare from Newark Economy Class, the hotels, the meals, sightseeing, the tour directors, transportation, transfers, and even some miscellaneous fees. So if you're interested in this tour, you need to call John Rigetti as soon as possible at area code 412-518-7149. 412-518-7149, or you can email him at this address, rusyn1@gmail.com. rusyn1@gmail.com. Thank you for joining me today on Holose Rusynio America, Voice of Rusyns in America, the Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Just a reminder that on March 12th and March 19th, this broadcast will be at 4:30 p.m. But for these next coming weeks, please join me at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time on Rusyn FM, your Rusyn radio station. Don't forget about our media site, c-rsmedia.org, where you can listen to all the broadcasts in their entirety, and visit our parent page, the Carpatho Rusyn Society, where you can join the society, order from our online and offline sales catalog, and much more. Go to our webpage, c-rs.org. c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte sa krásne týždeň. S Bohom.
Horila sosna, palala. Horila sosna, palala. Piňovičina stojala. Piňovičina stojala.
Zelené je, že to žen si žnúť.
голоса русинів Америка.